Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be
with
swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have
musical guest, Adam Knight. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Osagio.
Well, I am so excited about today's conversation, and it reminded me of something that I am starting to do more and more, but that I've actually done ever since I was a little kid. It's only that it has changed over the years, it has included more things over the years. So one of the things when I was a little kid that I used to do around my family is whenever somebody said something that I thought was negative, I would say to them, make it positive, make it positive. Could you say that again without making it positive? And I have some family members that are very funny, and some humor is based on negative humor. And I would challenge them to see if they could make me laugh or make us laugh by making it positive, using positive humor. And so it was an interesting thing, and I had long since forgotten about it, although it obviously has stuck with me to make things positive. Well, lately, with my friends and my colleagues, and now that we're on Zoom more and Skype more and life coaching more and all that stuff, I hear people sharing their stories over and over again, and I was reminded of the make it positive, because our guest today is going to be talking about how we make every day a day filled with peace, and one of the things she says is to utilize the power of our words. And so I think as I'm sharing with people, yes, I am encouraging people to, if you're going to tell your story, it's not that the story isn't a negative story, but there's got to be some positive in there. And if we keep sharing it over and over and over again, are we recreating our stories over and over again? Or are we worse, putting ourselves in, or just as bad maybe, putting ourselves in a situation where we can look at other things in an awful way, or we can affect other people in an awful way. So I'm looking at myself and I'm saying, okay, what story am I telling over again? And what can I make positive? And what can I find the positive and use, as our guest would say, the power of our words, and begin a process of not just positive self-talk, which we'll talk about, but also positive talk for each other, to each other. And so with that, I can't wait to introduce our guests and our musical guests, who are both going to be talking on this subject and singing a little later on the show when we come back on the Life Changes Show at Home edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve with heart, integrity, and experience. We bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
Okay, we're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and this is the Life Changes Show at Home edition. And we're calling this episode Stepping Stones to Achieving Peace Every Day, which are words that our guest uses as an author, a speaker, and founder of Everyday Peace. She is Dr. Drayvon James, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So happy to have you. And I'm glad I got to revisit that conversation that I had as a child. And I'm kind of doing it the same way as when I was a child. And I'd kind of like to upgrade it. So I'm thinking, who better to talk to than you? Because even in our short conversation, you shared some not so happy things that happened in your life, but you didn't sugarcoat it, but somehow it didn't sound negative. How'd you do that?
Because I have accepted, and I hope and I help other people to accept that in life, everything has to be in there. But everything is different for all of us, right? But there is rain and there is sunshine and there is wind and there is everything in everyone's life. And so that is what makes the totality of our picture. And so the challenge is, here's the beautiful thing, is that we still get to create with those ingredients. So I've accepted that those are some things that I had to see. For whatever reason, would I have chosen it? Absolutely not. But, I didn't get a choice in that, but I do get a choice in how what I choose to do with it. That's my choice. That's my power. So, telling the story, using the information to help myself and to help people is a passion of mine.
So when people do tell their stories, there are people that will tell their stories and they'll tell it over and over again. I've done this. I don't know about you, but I've done this. And we're not necessarily telling our story in an empowering way. And then we want to say, but that's the truth. That's exactly how it happened. So how do we amend that or work with it?
Oh, so that's so beautiful, right? Because oftentimes when people tell them their stories, they're still looking at themselves as the victim instead of the victor, right? And so I tell them, I said, the fact that you're telling me the story means that you took dominion over that. Right. You're still here. It didn't take you out. So that means that you not only survived it, but you thrived. And now you're going to recount the story. So you can tell the story. You can tell the facts. But the ultimate fact is, hey, those things happen and you're still standing. So let's tell it. Let's tell it, because that's the truth. You're telling me the story. So whatever it was, you still had victory over that. And let's not miss that so very important fact. And you learned a whole bunch. And in the telling of the story, you're teaching. So we all get to play this role of teacher, student. But you're telling the story, you're teaching. And that's powerful.
So it begs the question, what are you teaching when you're telling the story? I like that. Well, now, so many people, especially nowadays, are struggling. And so here we are in a different story, or it may seem differently, but we say, okay, well, here we are again, another failure, or no money again because of what's going on or what have you. So some people are in the story that they're telling again.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So, my own story is I was homeless as a child. My mom had three children. We experienced homelessness, not once, quite a few times, right? So, and you have to say to yourself, well, what happens? How are we here again, right? But each time I realized that we were here in a different way, knowing that, okay, the first time you're thinking, it's going to be the end of us. By the time it happens a few times, you were like, okay, we're going to bounce back from this. When it happened to me when I was on my own in college, I realized that this is absolutely the last time that I need to experience this. I think I got it. There are a few things that I can really try to put into place so this doesn't happen to me. So sometimes you have to go circle the wagon a couple times. Definitely as a kid, I'm not in that kind of power seat or control seat, but there's something that you learn from each time. Allow yourself to learn it. Be patient with yourself. Right. No one would choose homelessness. I had someone on my show today who experienced rape. No one would choose those things. Right. But those things, sometimes rain falls in everyone's life. What form it takes is different for each of us. We wouldn't choose these things, but they are learning tools. They're here. We can choose to learn from them. And that's our power to say, you know, I'm going to learn from this. And yes, maybe I'm broke for the 15th time this year. Okay. I know that it's not going to be the end of me. How do I know that? Because I had 14 prior experiences to know that I will bounce back from this.
You know, it's interesting. What you just said just gave a whole new meaning to even just the title of your first book, Freedom is Your Birthright. In that freedom from this way of thinking is your birthright too, or from a diminishing way of thinking, from a detrimental way of thinking, is your birthright too.
Yeah, it is. It's all in perspective. And that's really what this is about, right? Some people, sometimes you can have something happen to you. And if you're really this person who came in this energy level, I guess I can't think of a better way to say it. You'll get it the first time, right? You're like, okay, I got it. This happened. I can choose to see it this way. But if you're a learner, like I was a learner, or most people are learners, we realize that, oh, well, I've tried a negative response and that didn't feel too good. And maybe I tried responding negatively or sarcastically or whatever, beating myself up about it or blaming somebody else. Those things don't make me feel any better. So the point of this journey is to feel as good as I can and learn as much as I can so that I can really experience as much joy and peace as possible. Why don't I try something else? Why don't I try, as you said in the beginning, saying this in a positive way, right? What is the word I want to say after I am? I don't want to say I am sick and tired, right? That's not what I want to say, right? I am sick and tired of doing this. No, let's say I am learning from this and I don't believe I'll have to do this again, right? You want to say something that is going to say I am, and then what comes after that is the absolute truth, because you are speaking about yourself, right? You're the person who's creating this internal presence that manifests itself in the external world. So when you say I am, you know, I've been going through this a number of times, and what is it this time that's different? The way I perceive it.
You know, something else just occurred to me. This part, you know, you were a pharmacist for the longest time.
Yes. 30 years.
You gave pills for people and to help them with certain things. And all of a sudden, I'm kind of feeling like this is like a pill, like something's going on here. Take one of these. And one of these is say I am with something positive on the other end of it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Always, always. And isn't that, you know, I love how you say you used to play that game. I used to play this game with myself in my 20s, no more stinking thinking, right? And it's sort of the same thing. Like something would happen and, you know, I'd be walking the streets at night and I would say, okay, how can we, you know, yep, it's dark. Yep, you're scared. Okay, what's happening here? What else is happening here? What else is happening here? And I would start thinking, forcing myself to think about what else was happening here. Right. It's like, you know, you've been up for this is your 15th hour. Are you going to ace the exam today? Sure you are, because you're going to keep working those flashcards in your head all night long. And just I would just start thinking, you know, I'm not going to scare myself. I'm scared right now, but I'm not going to scare myself in my thoughts. I'm not going to continue to abuse myself in my head.
Wow. Wow. I like it. And there's so much of your story I wish we could share. Actually, when we come back, we're going to share some highlights, but we're going to also get into some of those stepping stones, which you've already touched on, of how people can manifest or create maybe not keep peace, because things happen. So stepping stones to achieving peace every day. With our guest, Dr. Drayvon James. When we come back a little later on, Adam Knight is going to share some of his thoughts and a couple songs with us live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
I am Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest is Dr. Drayvon James, everyday peacemaker, inspirational speaker, and author, and actually so much more. I love this. You're an actress. You've been on TV. You're still on TV.
That is my, like, that and inspirational speaking were the only, that was my goal, my passion in life. And so I went into pharmacy school because it was a guaranteed way to eat every day. And someone told me I was good at math and science, but that's really my passions, inspirational speaking and acting.
You know, I think it's wonderful. And actually, if I didn't know your story, just to look at you, and I'm sure people make assumptions, and you can tell me more about that. But I'm sure you're told this all the time. You look like you have it all together, like you've never, you know, you don't know suffering, and yet from marriages that were on the rocks, as you put it, to pregnancies that failed, like several, I mean, career that at times has been in a tailspin, and then you shared with us about homelessness several times in your life. Where does that look come from, the look of confidence?
You know, that's so interesting because I recently connected with someone from childhood who told me, she said, you know, I never knew that you guys had all those problems. And I think that look of confidence comes from, we're from the south side of Chicago. I don't know if that's relevant or not, but my mom used to always say, you know, you don't need to look like you're having difficulty in your life. So kind of, and I remember it so interesting because somewhere in my journey, I remember someone saying that you can't receive sympathy and respect. And so I thought, wow, really? So what is it that I want? You know, and then somewhere else, I remember someone saying to me, you know, respect is when you honor yourself and you honor other people, that's a high energy. And that's what I try to give to myself every day is this honoring, and I try to give to other people and stand in a place of receiving that. So I think when people see me, they're always like, gosh, I don't believe you've had any problems. I'm like, wow. and it's okay. Everybody's had problems. I don't think we wear them on our sleeve, but we definitely should be available if we're comfortable to share things with people because it helps them to know that, you know, you too can use whatever's going on in your life as you should as a stepping stone to your next level of greatness, whatever that looks like for you.
Well, you know, actually some of the people that we look up to, some of us look up to and say, oh, they're great. they might be considered like at the top of the hill. And you said something interesting about the hills and the valleys.
Yeah, so interesting, right? Nobody wants to go to the valley, right? But that's where all the growth and development happens, right? When you're on the hilltop of life, hopefully you've learned enough in the valley that you don't do some real damage up there. But most of the time you get to the hilltop and, you know, we just act a fool up there, right? So we don't want that to be. It's when you're in the valley, you're super focused. And that's the thing we miss about life, is that when you're in the midst of like your darkest hour, you're like laser focused. Now, the real talent is where to place that focus. But when you're in there, that's where growth and development really can happen, because you're like laser sharp, like you're in the Matrix something. You know, you're like seeing things like, oh, wow, and I see this and I see that. Most of the time, however, we're focused on who did me wrong. You know, how did I get here? Instead of, wow, I see this is the direct result of worshiping fear. What is the opposite of worshiping fear? Is worshiping love. How can I do that right here?
Does this talk to managing fear and anger?
Yeah. You know, managing fear and anger is interesting, right? Because fear is part of the circle, right? Part of the cycle. I mean, you know, we go through these. It's to watch it. Just to watch it, not to get involved in it, just to watch it. Wow, I'm really angry about this. Or I'm really afraid of whatever this is, because that's part of it. And just to watch it, watch how it moves in the body, because it doesn't come to stay. It really comes just to flow through you. We get it trapped because we put so much energy on it. We put all of our what ifs on it, right? So we're like, what if, you know, this marriage doesn't make it? And what if I can't pay these bills? And what if this diagnosis is wrong, right? And we always are coming at it like the worst case scenario. In fact, I think I had trained myself to do that when I was a kid. So I had to retrain my brain to play the what if game, which is one of the things I talk about in Freedom is Your Birthright, is to play the what if game from a positive standpoint. So what if the marriage fails and the next marriage is like exactly what I was looking for? What if this door has to close and so that door can open? What if the diagnosis doesn't come out the way I want it to be, but throughout this process, I grow as a person. I meet some individuals that we are in synergy. I can help them. They can help me. And I come out better than what I was. I start playing the what if game on a positive note. So that's how we deal with fear, instead of getting braced for it and saying, you know, I refuse to let fear in. Fear is coming. It's coming, right? We're going to be afraid of something. If it's not the dog down the street, it's going to be the COVID pandemic. It's going to be something. And we'll just, our job and our challenge is to let it flow through us, just to watch it.
So I kind of feel, talking about the movies and TV and stuff like that, I kind of feel like we've been sold like a Hollywood story of our life. Like, oh, your life is going to be so great and everything's going to be perfect, or it should be, or it's supposed to be. And if it's not, then you're a major failure, as opposed to maybe being taught as a child, hey, your life is going to have ups and downs and you're going to want it that way because.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, not to get religious, but in the Bible it says, in this life, there will be trials and tribulations, right? But fear not, for I have overcome the world, right? And so there is a happy ending. That's what Hollywood sells us, and it's true, right? And if we really watch movies closely, there's no good movie without conflict, right? There's something that's happening in that movie. We tend not to see that part. We're just looking for the happy ending. So in our life, there will be trials and tribulations. There will be things. And that used to make me so afraid. I was like, no trials and tribulations. I talk about it in my book. I tried to live my life as good as possible so nothing bad would happen. And then these things happen. I said, okay, let me go back and look at this. So this happened, you know, and... but I have two wonderful children, all that stuff, you know, buried a child, all this stuff. And just thought I couldn't come back from that. And I have a 20-year-old and I have a 17-year-old. And so in that journey, there were trials and tribulations. Fear not, for I will overcome the world. And so that happened for me. There were other things that happened that didn't turn out so great, but something else happened on the heels of that turned out wonderfully. It's where we choose to put our focus.
So earlier we talked about utilizing the power of our words. So in a sense, you're talking about this here. But just in case there's anything else we need to touch on that, I know there's so much more, and there's so much more in your book, Freedom is Your Birthright. So what about our words?
Yes. So, and I like to give people like four tips because we just love tips to follow, and I do too. But I would talk about our words because our words are everything. We live and die by the words that come out of our mouths, not the words that come out of our spouse's mouths or our children or our parents or our teachers or employers. Those words do not have the ability to really kill our destination. We do that. So whatever you put after the word I am will manifest in your life. The wonderful thing about life, you know, this journey, this cosmos, the universe, whatever you want to call it, is that it doesn't manifest right away. So guess what you get the opportunity to do? You can, what I call, chew it backwards. So you can say, what did I just say? I am tired. Let me retract. I am going to get some sleep so I can rejuvenate myself, right? We can just say all kinds of things and we can backtrack. That's beautiful. Become aware of your words. Become very, very patient with yourself as you become aware of your words. I talk about in the book how when I first started doing this, I was very scared to have conversations with people because I didn't know what to say. People wanted to complain about everything. And I'm like, I can't, right? So just start playing a game with yourself and telling people, you know, I'm really on this I am journey. So when I say I am, it's got to be something that I want to be. So that's one of the ways to really experience freedom and peace. And I got to tell you the definition of peace because I'm going to make sure that we're all talking about the same thing. When I talk about peace, I'm talking about wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. That's a really important definition for me because most times when people hear peace, they think what I thought when I was 17 and started really exploring peace is that I was trying to find a life void of any problems. I couldn't find that. So I matured my definition. So wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality, which means there'll be some rain, there'll be some sunshine, there'll be some wind, and it's all okay because we're going to use every bit of it to consciously design our life of greatness, our next level of greatness. So your words are important, absolutely important. Relationship with yourself. If we're talking about tips, I would say number one is become aware of who you are. Number one, before you can even start talking to yourself, if you don't know yourself, it's like a stranger talking to one of your kids. You're like, whoa, don't talk. Right? Don't speak to strangers. Don't be a stranger to yourself. Get to know yourself. Get to know what triggers you. How do you hit those high notes in your life? How did you just plummet from being on top of the world to the world being on top of you? What happened? Start really paying attention to you. Develop a relationship with yourself. And no matter what you see there, decide that you love yourself no matter what. That's the first point. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. So that's tip number one I have for finding peace in the middle of chaos. You know, reaching your freedom is become aware of yourself in these relationships, and definitely self-talk is in there. And then deciding love over fear in all circumstances. Love over fear in all circumstances. I think I can't think of the name of the author, but the Four Agreements, when he talks about take nothing personally. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Love everything.
If you hadn't said, you couldn't think of, I would have thought of the name Ruiz.
Don Miguel Ruiz.
Yeah. Had the pleasure of interviewing him actually a couple of times. Absolutely. Well, actually, I was going to ask you to, if you would, since we were talking about peace, and thank you for giving that definition, if when we came back, you would also give us some three easy steps to turn chaos into peaceful moments.
Oh, yes.
Which easy steps turning chaos into peaceful moments. That'll be interesting. So I look forward to that. I know that a lot of this is in your first book that's already out, Freedom is Your Birthright. I know you're working on your second, and I know there are several more to come. So people can follow Dr. Drayvon James on Instagram and Facebook at Everyday Peace. on both of those social networks. And then you could also go to Dr. Dravon James, and that's DraVonJames.com is her website, where she does one-on-one coaching, and she does mastermind groups and all of this good stuff. So more to come with our guest, Dr. Dravon James. And a little later, we're going to have live music with Adam Knight. And in our next segment, Dorothy Donahue will be joining us for the Ask Dorothy question, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Back. I'm Filippo online with Dr. Dravon James. This is The Life Changes Show at Home Edition. We are talking about stepping stones to achieving peace every day. Actually, we've talked about so many things. And Dr. James, one of the things that was in the promo material that I got for you, it says we are experiencing many upsetting and painful events in the world right now. Indeed. And yet, if we lean in and listen closely, we will hear the heartbeats of all of humanity in unison. And where my mind went to that is, well, that for those of us who feel that, it's even harder to deal with, no?
Oh, my goodness. I would say no for the standpoint when I think about that. And you mentioned earlier that I've worked as a pharmacist, a clinical consultant for 30 years. One thing that always fascinates me is that you and I, thousands of miles apart right now, share one thing in common, and that is the rhythm of our heartbeat, right? So whether you're using a pacemaker, whether you're doing it with medication to put your heart in rhythm, right? We share that 70 beats per minute, and that is so beautiful. I mean, it just really humbles me to know that we are connected. No matter how much we try to find these differences that say, oh, this is about you, this is about me, there is this common beat that runs and connects us to Mother Earth and keeps. So that excites me to know that we are not alone. We're never alone. We're never alone. It takes each and every one of us. There's an energy that runs and connects us. And so if we, especially during these times of pandemic, I know people have felt really isolated. Some people have, especially if they live alone, quarantined 3, 4, some more months by themselves, getting out as little as possible. And then you think, well, my heartbeat in the same rhythm with the person down the street, the person across the country. You know, I guess it can seem overwhelming, but it does seem comforting to me to know that we have that in common.
Well, thank you for that perspective, actually. I wasn't thinking of it in that way, and I'm sure many of us weren't. So thank you for bringing that forward. And so that connects to the, quote, three easy steps to turn chaos, of which it seems like we're experiencing a lot of, into peaceful moments, or at least finding some peace in them, I would imagine.
Yeah, number one for that, and we have some help with the quarantine, is to slow down. right? Mm-hmm. When the world seems to be spinning out of control, whether it's the world like it is right now with COVID-19 or whether it's your own personal world, slow down. Slow down everything. Slow down your response time. Slow down everything. How fast you drive the car. If you're running and that's your thing, slow that down. Just consciously slow down so that your mind can settle. You know, a busy mind is not looking for another thing to think about. You know, that chaotic mind, that rabbit mind is looking for a place to settle down. It's looking for a fuzzy place just to rest for a minute, and allow it to do that so that you can go back into your body and get out of the head space, which is all ego up there. You know, there's gloom and doom in that space there. So slowing down is the number one tip, and do whatever is necessary. Just, you know, put your hand on your heartbeat. Feel that. You know, let that be. Close your eyes and you can hear your heart beat in your ears, and just slow down and let that help you. So that's number one way for turning this chaos around for you. Secondly is to resist nothing. I call it leaning in, right? To lean into everything. Open up to everything. That sounds really scary, even to myself when I think about the things I've had to open up to. But when we brace ourselves physically, emotionally, spiritually, when we brace ourselves for here comes the next one, right? What we do is we tense up and we don't let love in and we don't let love out. Even the most horrific things we have to open up for and say, you know what? I'm here. I'm here. I'm opening my heart so that I can absorb it in and enclose that with love. Whatever it is, it's to encircle it with love. We'll find that it softens the blow. When we get rigid, and I love to use this example, if you think about a tree in a storm, right? A big oak tree, you see that it's been knocked down, lightning struck it or something like that. It's been horrible winds and it's on the ground. And you go someplace, you see these palm trees that are really flexible. Hurricane comes through and they're just bending to the ground, popping back up, bending to the ground, right? We want to be like that. So we can withstand anything. And then the third thing is to decide. And here's what we need to decide. We need to decide that the universe loves us, that we live in a friendly environment, that if we turn the lights on, that which we thought was a boogeyman, it's really just a shadow on the wall, right? Decide that we live in a universe that wants to support our healthy growth and development. All that growing happens in the valley, not on the hilltop. It's okay. We're safe. This is for our good, even though we can't see it. So that's step 1, 2, 3. It sounds really philosophical. We sometimes need help and coaching to really embrace that. But that is easy peasy because it's all inside of us. We're equipped right now to do it.
Wow, thank you for that. Actually, speaking of coaching, of course, you can reach out to Dr. Dravon James at dravonjames.com. That's her website. Her book is available there. It's also available on Amazon and everywhere where books are sold online. And also you could find her at Everyday Peace on Instagram and Facebook. She does one-on-one coaching, mastermind groups. And do you really want me giving out your email address? Why don't we have them find you on your website?
Okay.
One of the things that struck me the most is in our first conversation, it was very short and very sweet. And I asked you what's the end game of the conversation? And sometimes it's, people say it's this, it's that. And you said something really beautiful. And I want to remind you, because I wrote it down, I loved it so much. And so I'll start the quote, and I'm sure you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, that everything shows up in your life is meant.
Oh, everything. And I mean everything, the good, the bad, and the in-between is shown up for one reason. And that reason is to bow down and serve you as you consciously create your next level of greatness.
And then you said that we're free to make that.
We're free to make this choice. We're free. Everything that shows up, we're free to decide that it is here for us to use, right? We're going to use this to create. Or it's here to use us. And when it uses us, it can destroy us, right? So we make that decision. That's why the first book is Freedom is Your Birthright. Because before I can talk to you about how to embrace forgiveness, you need to know that you're free to forgive. No matter what it is, you're free. And when you accept your position of being free, the responsibility and the privilege, you can do amazing things with whatever you've been served in life.
And what I feel is so powerful is this is coming from you, and you specifically, Drayvon. And when we were also talking, you said that the highs in your life were at best mediocre growing up, and but you what to get here? What was it?
Yeah, I chose it. You know, I looked at my life, this is the amazing thing. There were times in my life, honestly, when I just felt like everything and everyone was against us. I couldn't find joy anywhere, but I had to make a decision that hurt too much to see the world that way, that I was in pain. And I decided that I wanted to eat because I felt like eating every day was a pretty good thing to do. And I wanted to more than survive. I wanted to thrive. I had a mom who supported that. She believed that education was the answer, so I believed her. And she was right about it being the answer to eating every day. It was the answer to that. A lot of other things you have to find in other places, but embracing that truth led me to a lot of other truths.
And now you're sharing them with all of us, so thank you so much.
Yeah,
what a
welcome.
Pleasure. I know you're all the way in Maryland, and I know it's late there now, but one of these days when you get out to California or we get out there, we'd love to connect with you. You're such a great powerhouse of peace. So thank you for sharing in the way that you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for this awesome platform.
So Dr. Drayvon James, thank you so much. Looking forward to connect more.
Yes.
And so with that, we move on to our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Sylvia and I am 55 years old. For the past 7 years, I've been cohabitating with my older brother, and when I let him move in, I had thought it would be a temporary situation. I was in a job where I was gone most of the time, and now with COVID-19, I've been on lockdown with him. He has some major physical challenges and is on lots of medication. Since I've been home with him for the last 6 months, I have been miserable. We don't have conversations, we just have arguments. When I try to explain to him what I need if we are going to continue cohabitating, he gets angrier and angrier, and the conversations escalate into shouting matches. The more I give, the more he wants, and he doesn't appear to understand how much money I've spent on him and what would have gone into his savings account. I don't believe he is capable of maintaining a home of his own because of his inability to manage his Social Security money. Although I love him with all of my heart and we have always been close, this does not work any longer. How can I get him to hear me?
My dear Sylvia, your situation is reminiscent of a similar situation I had when I let my mother move in with me. All of our conversations seemed to turn into heated arguments, and I realized that she couldn't hear me at all. She constantly interrupted me and would turn the conversations into how bad I was and what I needed to change in me. This made our time together miserable for both of us. So I wanted her to hear me out, and I wanted her to know that her telling me how bad I was totally depressed me. It got so bad that I finally moved in with my cousin to get away from her. And although I was still paying all of the bills on my own home that I couldn't live in, she still showed no gratitude and would call me and yell at me. I was looking for a way to end this insanity and asked my higher self for a solution. I heard that I should write her a letter telling her how much I loved her and then state what needed to change for us if she wished to still live with me. I wrote a letter telling her how grateful I was for her giving birth to me and for all she had contributed to my life and the special psychic gifts she shared, helping me to become all I came here to be. And then I said that I simply would not engage in the way we had gotten so used to. I told her that if she had negative things to say, she could say them to anyone but me because I had had enough. And then I wrote to her, Mom, let's speak with love, or let us move you back to Texas, and you can talk to anyone and everyone any way you want to. I ended my letter with these words, Mom, I love you, and I love me more. I love myself enough to establish healthy boundaries for both of us. The most wonderful thing occurred, Sylvia. She called me and said, I love you, and she never spoke to me the way she had most of my life. It is up to us to establish healthy boundaries, and arguing does not get us there. When we are talking with one another, we often interrupt or are interrupted, and what could have been a valuable conversation becomes an argument. However, when we are free to write down our feelings and wishes in a loving manner, we have the opportunity to get all of our emotions expressed without interruption. As a life coach, I have shared this message with many, and it has led to successful changes in so many relationships. I continue to use this personally, as it is an effective and loving communication method. I trust that it will work well for you, and I look forward to hearing your results.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com. And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Adam Knight, right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo, and this is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. And that is very interesting because as we introduce our musical guest, singer-songwriter Adam Knight, the fact that we are at home is kind of an interesting thing because life has changed for Adam since we first started connecting about him being on the show. And Adam, I'm glad you're finally on the show. Welcome, Adam Knight, to the Life Changes Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm really grateful to be here, Filippo.
Well, it's good to have you here. And when we first connected, I think it was Larissa Goslow who suggested that we have you as a guest on the show. We couldn't agree more. And so we're grateful to her. And we connected. You were living in San Diego. And we decided, let's make it on a day that you could come into the studio in downtown L.A. And then... And then this happened. So then we said, well, let's wait until, you know, after this passes and then this stay at home thing, and then we can have you in the studio. And then you moved. So where are you now?
Oh, well, I'm in Ashland, Oregon.
So, and that is significant for many reasons, right?
Yeah, it's really significant due to just me growing up here in Southern Oregon, where I'm from, and moved away in my early 20s, and have found my way back to my community.
And you found your way back in a very special way, right? You're getting closer to your family and leading as well in a different way, right?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting having the perspective of travel and the perspective of going through so many different awakenings and different awarenesses of my own growth and my own journey that led me to have a different appreciation for the place that I grew up in. And that has also led me to want to be an example here and be a leader in more than just musical capacities.
You know, I know sometimes we start off with you know, that we have some celebrities that start off with not knowing too much, maybe, who knows. But in the process of, like you said, traveling and connecting with so many people, and like in your case, like the song that we're going to get the pleasure of hearing in just a little bit, having it go viral and hearing from so many people and what they say and how they say it, anybody who can pay attention to any of that, who's got their eyes open, you get a big perspective on a finger on a pulse of something in the world, right?
Oh yes. You know, it's interesting, just in my work and with this song that has gone viral, has just opened up so many conversations with community in Germany and community in China and community in the Netherlands and Turkey, and just talking to them and really going deep into conversation with a lot of my fans has brought me to just deeper levels of awarenesses of how they are raised and how their environment is and where's their heart like and what kind of conflicts do they partake in and try to move through in a good way.
Nice. Well, we know your stage persona and why we were hoping to have you in the dome with us on the show. But you dance, you move, you really connect with the audience. And in the meantime, people can do that. You're doing videos and things for people on Facebook and Instagram. They could reach you at Adam Knight, and that's with a K, N-I-G-H-T, music on Facebook and Instagram. But we're going to get to hear this song that what's it up to? Last time we checked, what was it, 30 million worldwide so far or more?
We're nearing the 40 million mark now.
Wow. So tell us about this song that we're gonna hear.
So this is a song that I co-wrote with a best friend of mine named Justin Buer, and he produced the song. And originally the song was done with my acoustic guitar, Martin, and his production. It was somewhat of like a neo-soul kind of funky bluesy jam. And the original version is released, and you can find it. And then after the song got some traction, after I released it, it was further picked up by Casual Jam Records in London. And that led me to just dive into the electronic dance realm and the house music realm, which just really opened up a massive amount of doors for me. And after the song was remixed, because remixes at that time, you know, a few years ago, were really, really popular, and they still are, but at a different angle now, I would say. And those remixes, all of them did really well, and particularly one of which charted in Germany on the radio, and in Turkey and on the radio as well, and just moved up the charts in the EDM realm and really just opened up many doors for me.
Well, we're glad that you've chosen to sing that song of the many songs that you have on our show. Here is Adam Knight performing his hit song, I've Got the Gold, live at home in Oregon on the Life Changes Show. Thank you.
Baby, I swear that I am helping both of us when I say that you've used up this thing that we call love down to nothing. Oh yeah, baby, I've got the gold, and I know that you lost it. Whoa, baby, I've got the gold, and I know that you're gone. Yeah. Wah, bah, bah. Ooh. I'm not afraid to look at us honest where I was before I opened up that door and I saw who you are, and I'm not the problem, baby. I got the gold, and I know it, that you lost it. Whoa, baby, I got the gold, and I know that you're gone. Yeah. Whoa. I got the gold. Yeah, yeah. Baby, I got the gold, and I know that you lost it. Whoa. Baby, I got the gold, and I know that you're gone.
Adam Knight, wow. Thank you so much. Again, you can follow him on Facebook and Instagram at Adam Knight Music, and Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, Music. You are having what looks like, on social media, the time of your life in that you're living your passion. Is that, am I reading that right?
Yes, sir, you are reading that right.
And I'm excited about that for you, especially knowing like one particular which you were going to share with us before this next song. And what can we say about that?
About my song Living by a Moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Living by a Moment really just represents my journey with self-love and my self-worth. And, you know, the funny thing about the song is it's online, it's like an EDM dance banger. Like it really does well in the club realm. And yet the song was actually about me almost committing suicide in my early 20s and me coming to peace with that and with love with that, and actually honoring myself and acknowledging my journey in a way that really just shed light and consciousness in that dark time.
Well, I am honored that you are sharing here with us on the Life Changes Show and publicly, because I know that this is not something that you have shared publicly. And so it's honoring yourself in this way as well by sharing that piece of the journey and kind of releasing, it feels like, the energy of it in a sense. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, completely.
So more power to you, and so that's why it's so exciting also to see you living out your passion. In the meantime, we're going to be talking about Living by a Moment. This is also released already. It is available along with I've Got the Gold and a couple other songs, part of a collection.
Yeah, yes, plenty of music.
So the full-length album is available on Spotify. What is the address to that, since we don't have that?
You can just type in Adam Knight on Spotify, and I will come up first.
Okay, and what is the album called?
Living by a Moment.
Oh, okay, so this is the title song. Okay, very yes, good. All right, well, here is Adam Knight performing Living by a Moment live at home on the Life Changers Show.
Could I ever forget you? How could I ever forget? And all the stories that I've ever known have flown. 'Cause I'm gone, 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 and I'm hard to save. My heart's breaking more than it's ever been, and I need to fight all through this day. Won't you help me? Just help me, 'cause I'm living by a moment with you. I'm living by a prayer or two, in all the stories we choose. 'Cause I'm living by a moment with you, moment. Ooh, oh. How could I ever forget you? How could I ever forget? And all the stories that I've ever known have flown. 'Cause I'm gone, 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 and I'm hard to save. My heart's breaking more than it's ever been, and I need to fight, oh, to this day. Won't you help me? Just help me, 'cause I'm living by a moment with you. I'm living by a prayer or two, in all the stories we choose. I'm living by a moment with you. I'm living by a moment with you.
Adam Knight, thank you for sharing this moment with us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So great. Again, Adam Knight, he's on Spotify, Adam K-N-I-G-H-T, or find him on his socials at Adam Knight Music. Thank you so much, and wishing you continued great success for your music and your life and your leadership, Adam. And then a big thank you to our guest as well, once more time, Dr. Drayvon James. Well, that is our show. Thank you so much for joining us. On behalf of the whole Life Changes team, our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
Yeah. You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.